I'm curious, when you heard the news that Rex Ryan was coming to Buffalo, what was your first response?
I got to tell you, even though the Jets didn't do very much the last 4 years that Rex was here, and since I work in New York and live in New Jersey, 5 miles from the stadium, I call it here. So I just think he's going into a situation now with the Bills where it's similar. He's got a very strong defense, but now who's basically going to be the quarterback?
What are you hearing from some of maybe your sources and your contacts and from your position there with SiriusXM about the Bills situation right now?
I think it's a valid point to raise that it's kind of muddled, because let's face it, you know, it's great that the Pegulas have stepped up and bought the team for the, you know, security of the fans, knowing that the franchise is going to be there. But now that you've got everything in place, you know, are you going to hire a football czar, for example? You know, that had been a lot of the things that we had speculated on Channel 88, that maybe the Bills would try to bring in an Ernie Accorsi, a Ron Wolf, somebody of that ilk who's had a tremendous amount of success in the NFL, and then would they recommend a GM and a coach combo?
Do you believe that the Bills, though, the way these coaches kind of get swallowed up, that they needed to make a move quickly, despite the fact, like you said, that there are some questions about who's actually going to be running the football operation overall?
I think it was important, obviously, to hire a coach right away because, you know, let's face it, Jay, you're getting into a time right now, I know it's the conference championships, before you know it, you know, you're going to be having the Senior Bowl being played, and then ultimately you're going to have the NFL Combine. And I'm sure Rex is going to have some input as to where the Bills would look as far as the draft is concerned. And then before you know it, free agency is going to be hitting. So I think, you know, if you want to establish your program for the next year, you've got to have at least a coach and your GM in place.
You are immersed, and you have been immersed for the last decade, in the New York market, but you're a Buffalo guy. So you know what plays in New York, and you know what plays in Buffalo. Will Rex Ryan be embraced in Buffalo?
I think he will. He's a guy who obviously knows his football. The players will love playing for him. Rex is a good quote. He's a good community guy. Although I think you got to get him to convert to be a Sabres fan, because I hear he's a big Toronto Maple Leafs fan. So maybe Pegula needs to get him a box there at the arena and convert him to be a Sabres fan. But he's out in the community. He's really likable. He's a good family guy. So there's a lot about Rex Ryan I think the people of Western New York will like.
Zig Fercassi, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Jay, always a treat, my friends. Let's stay in touch.